In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. This is Pentecost Sunday, and we celebrate the coming of the Holy Ghost down to the earth here to fill up what is lacking within our hearts, within our souls, that Christ was not able to give us. In today's gospel, we see that our Lord has prepared his disciples. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give, but as God gives, as the Holy Ghost gives. This is different. This is something unique that is really beyond our comprehension, at least our natural comprehension. We have to elevate our hearts, elevate our minds to the supernatural in order to understand the peace that Christ is giving us. The peace of Christ is different than the peace of the world. Even though many who followed Christ still hold on to that peace of the world, thinking this is what they're after. Many of the Israelites, the scribes, the Pharisees, they were looking for this peace here on earth. And this isn't the peace that Christ came to bring us. Throughout Christ's life, right from the beginning, we hear the angels, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men of goodwill. This is not peace for the earth, but peace to men of goodwill. If there are enough men of goodwill that have peace in their heart, there will be peace here on earth. In the worldly, in the material, the physical sense. But for those who have the Holy Ghost, those who have truly received and cooperated with the peace that Christ gives us, their hearts are at peace no matter what happens in the world. Whether they are suffering intense pain and agony, or whether they are in bliss and peace and joy, it makes no difference to those who follow Christ, because they love. And love forgets oneself. Those who love are not concerned about what makes them themselves comfortable. They're not concerned about what harms them or causes them pain or suffering. Those who love have completely forgotten themselves, and they are looking outward to those whom they love. And they are indifferent to themselves. They're indifferent to the crosses. They're indifferent to the pleasures. The only thing they are concerned about is the object of their love. And this example Christ has given us. He is at peace when the multitude follows him. Christ is at peace when the multitude cries, "His blood be upon us and our children. Crucify him, crucify him." There is a peace within Christ that is indifferent to what is going on here in this world. I say indifferent. Christ does care because he loves us. But the pleasure or the pain that this world causes him is not his main concern. If we look at him on Calvary, we hear so many of the spiritual authors tell us our Lord's greatest pain hanging there on the cross is not the wounds in his hands and feet, not the wounds caused by the scourging, not the crown of thorns. Our Lord's greatest pain is that God is not loved. That his sacrifice that he is making for us, all of the world whom he loves, is going to be rejected by many. That is our Lord's greatest pain. It is a pain that is caused not in his physical body, but it is caused because he loves. And now as we celebrate the coming of the Holy Ghost, what is the transformation that takes place in the apostles? What is the transformation that takes place in the church? What is the transformation that is supposed to take place within us? I know we just read in the epistle there from the Acts of the Apostles, the great wind coming, the earth-shattering, earth-shaking news. There's this bewilderment, this loud noise, the tongues of fire, the apostles speaking and everyone hearing in their own native language. We see these external manifestations and we lose sight of the greater event that has taken place, the transformation of the apostles' souls, the transformation of the souls of those who hear St. Peter preach. We're looking still with the eyes of the world for these material things when we should be looking for the supernatural. We should be pursuing the supernatural, whatever it may cost us. It doesn't matter whether God gives us pain or pleasure in this life, or whether God allows us pain or pleasure in this life. That is not important to those who love God. They praise God when He blesses and gives them pleasure. They praise God when He corrects them and gives them suffering and pain. They love Him the same. All that God does is good. And if it pleases God that I should suffer, that I should die, that is good. And I must love Him and I must thank Him for it. This is the transformation that took place in the apostles' hearts. This is what gave them the courage, the strength to stand up and preach Christ, to preach Christ crucified to the world. This is what allowed St. Peter to stand before the Jews and preach Christ, whom you crucified, unafraid of what these Jews are going to do to him. It doesn't matter, because he is burning with the love of Christ, the love of God. The Holy Ghost is dwelling within him. And we go through the various gifts and virtues the Holy Ghost imposes upon us. But I tell you, the greatest of these, along with St. Paul, will tell you, the greatest of these is charity. The greatest of these is love. Principally, the love of God, and secondarily, the love of our neighbor. And this is what we need to focus on. This is what we need to live our lives according to, this standard of love. Why do we do what we do? Why do we go where we go? What motivates us? Too often, our motivation in this life, the things we do, the things we say, the places we go, are all motivated by our worldly pursuit of pleasure and our terrible worldly fear of pain and suffering, discomfort. And the Holy Ghost comes to us to transform that, to take that away. For that is not peace. That's constant anxiety, worry. That perhaps what I'm pursuing for pleasure will bring me pain. We need to wipe that away, spiritually mature, and come to the point, the perspective, that I don't need to worry about avoiding pain or worry about seeking pleasure. My concern is to please God. And that I can do no matter what happens in this world, no matter where I am in this world. I can do all of these things loving God. And And I love the passage of St. Paul where he tells us it doesn't matter whether we feast or fast, whether we work or play, whether we're rich or poor. None of these things are important. He says, whatever you do, do it for the love of God. You want to eat, eat for the love of God. You want to fast, fast for the love of God. You need to work, work for the love of God. You need to rest, rest for the love of God. It makes it very simple for those who love God. And this simplicity brings a peace to our hearts. There is no longer the agitation. There's no longer the worry. There's no longer the anxiety. There's no longer the despair, the depression. It's all good. Because it all comes to us from the hands of a loving Father. And all he asks is that we love him in return. Everything will work for the good of those who love God. And this season, we're drawing to a close the end of the Easter season, beginning the Pentecostal season when the Holy Ghost has come to fill our hearts with love. He is bringing us this love that will bring us the peace that Christ gave us. It will make it possible for that peace that Christ gives to us, not as the world gives, but as God gives. That peace can be ours. But we have to cooperate with the Holy Ghost. We have to receive his graces. But principally, we have to receive that grace of love, that grace of charity, that we can say, I don't care what happens to me. I am ready to embrace the cross, the suffering, the death, whatever God sends me, I am okay with that. My concern is to serve God to the best of my ability, to love him. My concern is for the salvation of my fellow men because I love my fellow men. Benedictio Dei Omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.